Good morning. It's Friday, September 3rd. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. The Northeast is still reeling after remnants of Ida brought deadly flooding, tornadoes, and winds to the region. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced 23 people in his state have died, mostly caught in floodwaters while driving. Flooding also stretched across New York, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. Today, President Biden will visit the Gulf Coast, which is also struggling after Ida hit as a Category 4 hurricane on Sunday. Crews are finally making some progress on the massive Caldor fire burning in Northern California. It's now 27% contained. It's burned nearly 211,000 acres in El Dorado County, smoky skies blanketing the Tahoe Basin. A break in the winds and lower temperatures allowed fire crews to make a direct attack. The U.S. is now reporting more than a quarter of the world's new COVID-19 cases. As children head back to school, the CDC says new studies show COVID doesn't appear to be more severe in children. But it says more of them are getting sick in communities with lower vaccination rates. Salem Hospital is bringing in a refrigerated morgue truck to store the dead amid this surge. The hospital is also expecting 160 National Guard members to arrive next week to help. The CEO says right now, over a dozen people are on death's door. She emphasized the vast majority of cases they're facing are among the unvaccinated. We have some updated breakthrough case numbers in Oregon. There are 12,000 confirmed breakthrough cases of COVID-19 out of the almost 2.5 million Oregonians who've been vaccinated. 4.9% of breakthrough patients are in the hospital, and less than 1% have died from the virus after being vaccinated. Amid rising demand for COVID testing in the Tri-County area, Coin6 was the first to find out that OHSU will reopen its drive-through test site at the Expo Center in North Portland. That's happening next Wednesday. Communities are also expanding free same-day testing and vaccinations at several locations. You can check on your county's website or go to coin.com. Thanks for listening to The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. You can find our library of great podcasts featuring in-depth reporting, interviews with newsmakers, and unique storytelling anytime on coin.com. Or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. We're taking some time off for the holiday weekend, so we'll be back with the latest headlines on Tuesday.
So the wildfire is already tough to deal with, but when you factor in a strong wind and then the ongoing dry conditions, it really makes it extra tough.
First, there was fire.
Helicopters are dropping water on the White River fire.
Then ice.
Trees and limbs just toppled to the ground.
Then heat.
This record-breaking temperature and heat broke our roads across Portland.
There is no doubt. The climate in the Pacific Northwest is changing.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
But how are our recent extreme weather events connected to climate change?
What climate change is contributing to is basically an increased frequency, duration, and severity of these extreme events.
And what do we stand to lose if we don't do something about it now?
You know, these small decisions that we all make in our day-to-day lives, they do really have consequences. They have impacts. They add up.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, coming next week on the Coin Podcast Network.